True Gunner is songwriter Paige Anderson and fiddle player Emily Rose. The rising modern folk duo from Northern California is now trending big time. Festivarians will discover why when True Gunner performs on the main stage of Telluride Bluegrass Festival, opening the show on Friday, June 16th, 10:45. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted to be speaking with Paige and Emily. Let's start with you, Paige. Hi there, guys. Let's start with you, Paige. Before we dive into your respective backgrounds, let's talk about how, when, where True Gunner came together.
Yeah, True Gunner came together about 2.5 years ago here in Northern California. And yeah, Emily and I grew up in the same hometown, and we met and started touring when venues started opening up again, and it's been beautiful ever since. And then the name True Gunner came from a joke, actually, about two-wheel drive 4Runners, because I just think it's funny. Why did they make the two-wheel drive 4Runners? I drive a 4Runner, and that was, like, my dream vehicle when I was, like, 12. So I love that whole world and always made the joke about 2Runners. And I ended up with a two-wheel drive 4Runner in my life. Somebody can ask me the story later on if they're interested. But,
but yeah,
that's where the band name came from.
Okay, that's a great tease. Paige, back to you. Could you sum up the chemistry between the two of you? What makes True Gunner such a happening duo in the folk music world? Does luck and timing or something else come into the picture?
Yes. I met Emily 2.5 years ago, and the moment that I started playing music with her, I just started tearing up, because to find that connection that you really feel with somebody musically is indescribable. And when you find that, it is so precious and sacred. It's very beautiful. I'm very, very grateful to have met Emily and to have created what we have. It's very special to me. And luck and timing, as for that, what do you think, Emily?
I think that it was luck, but it was also destiny, maybe, that we met. Mm-hmm. We did grow up in the same small town of 3,000 people, but I think our musical backgrounds, the traditions that we grew up in, you being very bluegrass, me being very Celtic, kept us apart for so long, you know, into our early 20s that we actually met finally after, or during COVID, I would say. And the fact that we didn't meet for that long is really incredible. And I think maybe that is a type of love, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And Emily, while we're on the subject, what exactly defines folk music today?
I think folk music is a very special kind of music, because it's, for the most part, the same as it's always been. Sitting around the fire jamming, you know, playing these songs that make people dance no matter what. It just brings everybody into the picture so quickly. And I think that is what's so special about folk music for both of us, is that we've been able to find these communities in our different corners of folk music. And they're all, when you get down, exactly the same.
Great. So, extrapolating from that point, do you see True Gunner assimilating the old in the folk world and also doing something new and unique? If the answer is yes, please elaborate.
The answer is yes, for sure. I think maybe one of our favorite pieces of feedback to get, especially during live shows, after the show, you know, talking to people at the merch table, is that we sound like something that's old to them. We sound like their grandmother singing the song to them. We sound like we're from the Ozarks. We sound like we're from Appalachia. We're from Northern California, but the music feels exactly the same for us. It really, really does. And that itself is folk music, I think. And as far as being new and unique, I think we're bringing it into the present by technology, being younger generation, by passing it on to the younger generation as a very big mantra in folk music, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Paige, I think it's well known that you're no newbie to the stage, that you've been performing since age 8 and 9, right? So tell me about the legacy of your family band, the Anderson Family Band, and how was that gig of forerunner to two-runner?
Oh, my goodness. I grew up in a family bluegrass band. There were 6 of us, and we toured for 12 years as a family, did the whole bluegrass circuit. We basically hit all the festivals, and it was a very beautiful way to grow up. I'm very, very grateful with the experiences my family had. We were all homeschooled and basically lived on the road. It was crazy. We did things from like Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, Father's Day Bluegrass Festival, IBMA, all sorts of stuff. And it just gave me a really like grounded experience from that, starting at such a young age, and it has really given me like a perspective of who I want to be today, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would say. I'm very grateful.
So you started writing pretty young too, correct? About 14?
Yes.
14?
15, actually. And that opened up a whole other world for me that was out of the traditional bluegrass thing, which was very fascinating and intoxicating. And I love songwriting. I love that aspect of connecting with people after a show. Like somebody comes up to you crying, and not in a bad way, but like in a way that you're connecting on an emotional level with that you wouldn't be like in like at the grocery store or something like that. Like I've never met this person. We're crying about this thing right now. That is so beautiful to me.
What triggered the writing, and were you mentored in writing?
I always had kind of a curiosity for it. I would like noodle on my guitar a lot or banjo in my room and just kind of like want to verge out creative, I don't know, self. And we actually went on tour with this fella, Chuck Reagan, and he is in this band Hot Water Music, which is like punk rock scene. And he took our family band on this folk revival tour back in 2015 with a bunch of artists. And for the first time, I saw people like standing and singing with the songs. And like, it was such a beautiful experience. And shortly after that, I like brought a song that I wrote to Chuck. And he helped me like kind of craft it a little bit and like be like, okay, well, this is how you go about writing a song. And like, this is like some structurally correct things. And he mentored me for my first song, and then after that I just kind of took off.
Okay, thank you. Emily, age 9 seems to be a thing with you two. We understand you were raised on Scottish fiddle and fiddle camps starting at that exact age. What happened next in your career that ultimately led to Two Runner? And in that context, how important was your time at the uber prestigious Berklee School of Music?
I think that the fiddle camps, even though it was Scottish fiddle, we had music from Norway, from Spain, from all these places all over the world. So I had a very worldly perspective on traditional music at a very young age. And I think that kind of sparked my interest in wanting to study this music. A lot of my teachers at the camps did go to Berklee College of Music, and it was kind of like, you know, Berklee or nothing. And then I went there and I studied for the 4 years, and I ended up getting a degree in violin performance with an American roots music minor. But I think that entire time I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do performance-wise. I've been performing also since the age of 9 with various Celtic groups. I led a Celtic group for 10 years. We were called the String Sisters. We played a lot of weddings and like the Celtic festival and stuff like that. So that was very, very heavily involved for me. But then I think like after Berklee, I think I really needed a big detox of music and like everything I had learned to kind of process. And then I met Paige, and she was so free in the way that she was writing music with you know, like the information that she had. And I thought that was really cool. And I was like, well, damn, she's one of the best songwriters that I've ever heard, even throughout my Berkeley. And so I really just thought, I know how I've learned how to be support, and I have learned all these things. So I really know how best to support this person moving forward into Runner. And then we started to get shows, and it's just been really, really fun.
Sounds that way. Okay, Paige, let's talk about your freshman release, Modern Cowboy. We assume Festivarians will be treated to a few tracks from your release. But let's sort of talk about how it came about.
Yeah, let's see. So we toured a lot last year. We've basically been on the road from like almost exactly a year at this point. And everybody kept asking, where's the album? Where's the album? Where's the album? And I've recorded prior stuff to Emily, but people wanted, we wanted to do something for the Two Rap Project. And so we had an opportunity to record at the wonderful Dark Horse Recording Studios in Franklin, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And we had 2 days to record 8 songs. And we did it live, and we finished the whole album in 2 days, and it's all originals, minus a fiddle tune, an old-time fiddle tune on the record, a real banger. that's kind of how the album came to be, is we just had such a short amount of time to do it, but we hammered it out and got it out. We released it ourselves. That's been a really interesting and wonderful experience. The support we've gotten is so kind and so beautiful. Folks have been so receiving of it, and it's been so great.
Thank you for that. Okay, grand finale. And I'll love to hear from both of you. What excites you most about coming to Telluride Bluegrass to celebrate its 50th anniversary?
It is truly one of the biggest honors to be even on the lineup at Telluride any given year. But the aspect that it's the 50th is just wild. It has been a dream of both of ours, and I think that any musician has had this dream in our genre, to be a part of Telluride. And we're really excited to celebrate its 50th and what Telluride stands for, what it brings to the community, to the musical community all around. What do you think, Emily?
Emily. But before you do, I want to throw out, what do you think the Telluride Bluegrass Festival does mean in your world at large?
In the world at large, it's a beautiful experience that can be shared with folks in a beautiful place. I'm so excited to sing to those mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to Telluride before, and it's just such a magical place. It's indescribable, the magic that little valley holds. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful gift that everyone can experience.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I think that was pretty well said, Paige. I was just going to say that you see a picture of the place and you know that it's Telluride, and you know that it's so special and has been so special for so many musicians and concert goers for so many years. I think it's just going to be a really sweet experience, and I'm really glad that we're able to fit into that, especially for the 50th anniversary. It's just, right. I want to take the same picture that the gals, you know that picture? Oh yeah. I need to do some research, but there's a very cute picture from the 70s or so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Up against the mountains, and I would like to do that.
Yeah.
We are mountains and through, yeah. So I think it'll just feel like a bit of home to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. This has been Susan Deeprock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Paige Anderson and Emily Rose. They're going to be taking to the Bluegrass stage, opening the show on Friday, June 16th, 10:45. Don't miss them. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you there.